Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:45, Mark Rose is joining us now, the president and CEO of the Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Dave. Good morning. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you, and a happy Friday to you, and the perfect weather for Friday.
Yes, sir.
So let's enjoy it and every minute of it.
I
love these calculators that you've been sharing with us every week. This is appointment radio for me to listen to you and Tommy talk about it, because it really helps you make sure that you're in the right place financially and you're doing the right things to plan for your future. And this one is what I think a lot of people struggle with, is how much life insurance do they need?
Dave, and thank you for looking at the calculators, because they help me just as well as you. But I tell you what, the one that we did not too long ago on how to save $1 million, that was fairly straightforward. The calculator didn't have a lot of dimension to it because it didn't have to. You could play with the what ifs. You could put some money in. I'm going to save this much per month, and I'm going to fool around with the rates of return. And it would very quickly, because that's its job, it would very quickly give you a number. You know, that am I meeting the $1 million mark? If that's such a something that you want to shoot for, if that's a goal,
and sure. who doesn't want $1 million in savings, right?
Oh, absolutely. So this one, the life insurance calculator, life insurance gets very complicated, and it's got a lot of dimension to it. And if we were dealing with something like a term life, and I think this is the approach that it makes, and other products that a life insurance person might want to introduce to a potential customer is, they have some that, you know, what's called permanent life insurance, whole life.
Yeah.
This goes on. This gets to be very complicated. So if we looked at this particular calculator, I'm looking at it now, and it says, well, what are your life insurance inputs? It says, what is your current life insurance coverage? And when I was looking at this, it made me think. It's like many people, I know for a fact at my work, people don't understand that they have a certain amount of life insurance, part of their hospitalization coverage, part of their employee benefits.
Yeah, a lot of people get 1 year's salary, life insurance coverage automatically as a part of their employment benefits package. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that has moved up over time, Dave. You and I might remember when the employer would provide for burial coverage. I mean, just enough to so that somebody doesn't have to come out of pocket. Something happens to you. You are still working. Well, let's get that taken care of. And the burial coverage is covered.
So your family doesn't have to worry about that, at least.
So, you know, that's it. We don't have to go. But over time, I think that has grown to what you just said. So I see more often somebody say, well, I've got a year's salary. I make, you know, $45,000 a year. Burial coverage might be 10. The other money would go to my family to at least help defray some costs. But that's not going to cut it. So I think in America, we're very undersaved. And I think we're more underinsured, because it doesn't get a lot of attention until a peril strikes, loss of a family member, and then people are left wondering, now what am I going to do now? I've got these bills, I've got these things, and it seems unsurmountable, and many times it is. And the calculator will give us, I was playing with some of the numbers saying, well, you know, what is my current insurance coverage? And you could put a number in there, and it pre-fills it to zero. And it's like, well, what is the insurance? How long does the insurance coverage have to last? So in many cases, I'll see it at work from
I struggled with that one, because it's pretty much I'm saying, when am I going to die, is essentially what I'm answering in that question.
That's right. Or what I do see is you've got a husband and wife that are working. One of them makes, I mean, significantly more than the other. Somebody makes $80,000 and the spouse makes $20,000. So we know where the worry is. If the $80,000 salary was suddenly not there, the $20,000 is not going to do it. It's not going to bring the expenses. People largely live up to their means or within their salaries, and the $20,000 is not going to do it. So it's like you would need to kick in hundreds of thousands of dollars, so that money will take you into the future until something else could be done. Maybe you'd have to modify expenses. Maybe, you know, you got to change what schools people go. I've seen that before. Well, I can't go to private schools anymore. So it really disrupts somebody's life in a very significant way if we don't have enough life insurance to cover us. Also, for anyone listening, it's like what you see in banking products. That when you're buying a house or when you're buying a car, the big ticket items, normally that you'll be offered insurance on those. And I've seen it. I've seen a surviving spouse come in. My husband or wife just passed. We've got this big note on the house. Well, fortunately, that spouse took out the insurance to pay the house off upon death. No house note. So yes, paid off entirely.
Yeah. All you got to worry about, is taxes and insurance on the house now.
That's it. And for somebody's house to be paid off, David, what a big deal. And it goes down to some people's cars to be paid off. I've seen that as well. Or something happens, an accident happens, and there's enough insurance to pay that off so you're not worried about a high note. So it asks you to put, you know, total assets to cover expenses. What do you have in savings right now? Total expenses at death, it's more like, you know, that's just burial. It pre-fills a $15,000 in there. But what was surprising to me, I come down and it's like, well, you know, how much does it take to educate the children that are in your house? How many years is that going to last? How much money per year is that going to be? And so I was kicking in some things and I was surprised. You may require $788,000 more life insurance. I was obviously putting ingredients that wasn't going to cut it from the just the what if that I was putting in there, but it comes up six figure underinsured amounts is not uncommon when you're talking about life insurance, because you're moving those expected expenses so far out potentially in the future. Imagine what it takes to run your house for a couple of decades.
We're talking with Mark
Imagine
Rosa.
What you would need.
Yeah, we're talking with Mark Rosa. Go We're going to pause you right there, Mark, the president and CEO of the Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. When we come back, are these numbers realistic? And what does it cost to get that much life insurance? If you're like Mark and you put the numbers in the first time and it tells you need another $700,000 worth of life insurance, what does it cost you to get that, and is that a worthwhile investment? We'll see what Mark thinks about that. You know, I often tell my wife and kids, I'm worth a lot more dead than I am alive. I probably shouldn't keep telling them that because, well, we don't want that to happen prematurely, do we? We'll continue the conversation with Mark coming up after this on WWL Right Now Traffic. None of us is going to live forever, and none of us want to leave our family in a financial hole when we do die. We're talking with Mark Rosa, president and CEO of the Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, about their insurance calculator. You can get there from Tommy's page at WWL.com. Mark, you said you put in all the numbers. I put in all the numbers. And when it says you need hundreds of thousands of dollars more in life insurance, then what do you do? And does it make financial sense to go buy all that life insurance?
Dave, that's the thing. And you really have to sit down with either a planner or an insurance agent to look very critically at how your bills are structured, how your life is structured. You know, there are couples where they might, you know, you just have one person that makes the majority of their money. Somebody else makes a decent amount of money, and they don't feel the need for life insurance at all. You know, they don't have to have that offset. In the case of a loss of one income, they apparently live very conservatively. I've seen that. I've seen others where you and I both have seen that, where they just have one earner in the house.
Yeah,
there's one person that earns the money.
Nothing
and
nothing in savings.
Else is
at all. And lots and lots of debt. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you really have to take a critical look at this. And like I said at the beginning of the segment, we tend to be in America, we tend to be very undersaved and underinsured. And that's when people really get caught on the wrong side of the fence when something happens. So, if it's just the big ticket items, like I was mentioning, insure the house that gets paid off, or a car, something, a large asset, and look critical in something else. You know, somebody might want to sell you life insurance on your children. Well, you're really not looking to get a big check in if something unfortunately happens to a young person, a child. So some of that money could go where it's best needed. So the person in the household that makes the most money, because in that person's absence, it's going to cause the most financial pain. So the focus on that might get to the best results for the least amount of premium. But this, the calculator, again, shows you how much you may need. Some people might find they're adequately insured.
Others,
most of us are going to find a deficit.
Thank you, Mark. We'll talk to you on Monday here on WWL. We always appreciate it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.